I've never been a big believer in fate. Too many awful things happen to too many wonderful people for me to accept that there's a larger plan for the greater good. But that said, I have to admit the events that led to my diagnosis all felt very fated. I have so many reflections that begin with what if, and thank God. What if I had stayed at my previous job at NBC and never switched to ABC? Thank God I jumped networks. What if I hadn't become a larger part of the Good Morning America family, which happened only because of an unexpected twist in GMA host Robin Roberts' second cancer battle? I'd filled in for Robin every other week for nearly a year while she was on leave for a bone marrow transplant to fight myelodysplastic syndrome. Thank God I was the one who got to step in. If these things hadn't happened, I might never have received the email that ultimately saved my life. It was late September 2013. I was in the rural Pennsylvania home of Marie Monville, a sweet, pretty young mother of three whose husband had walked into a quiet Amish schoolhouse 7 years earlier and gunned down 10 little girls, killing five of them, and then himself. Marie had written a memoir about her life before and after the shooting, and we were about to do her first network television interview for ABC News. She had remarried, but she still lived in Amish country. My producer, Caitlin Fulmer, and I had driven out the night before and stayed at the Hotel Hershey, a few miles from Caitlin's childhood home. It's stunningly beautiful country, with horse-drawn carriages and pastoral farms, the last place you'd expect to find such a tragedy. On the morning of the interview, I was still fine-tuning my questions and follow-ups as the crew finalized their camera positions and lighting. They placed Marie in front of the stone fireplace, and when I saw her there, I was struck by how incongruous it all seemed. This poised young woman in this pleasant house in bucolic middle America had gone through a hell I couldn't begin to understand. We were about to start rolling when I glanced at my cell phone and saw a cryptic message from Good Morning America producer Sandra Aiken. "Can you call me? I have a delicate assignment I need to talk to you about." Standing in Marie Monville's kitchen, I dialed into what we call the GMA RIM. And when I was transferred to Sandra, she seemed just the slightest bit flustered. "We're going big for breast cancer awareness next month," she said. "We're going to go pink in a major way, and we want to show women having live mammograms in our mammavan in Times Square." She paused. "We'd also like to have a member of our GMA team participate, and we'd like you to be that anchor." My reaction was visceral. No way, no how, never gonna happen, I thought. I knew that on-air medical screenings by members of the media, like Katie Couric's colonoscopy on the Today Show in 2000, raised awareness and saved lives. But Katie had a personal connection to colon cancer. Her husband, Jay Monahan, had succumbed to the disease, and she wanted to demystify a life-saving test that many people avoid because it's scary and uncomfortable. This was different. I've always prided myself on authenticity in my work, and this wasn't a genuine personal cause for me. "Sandra, I don't think this is something I'm prepared to do," I said. "I've never had a mammogram before, so to have my first in front of millions of people isn't ideal." "I understand completely," she said. "Let's talk about it when you get back to the city. Can you hold off on a decision until then?" I agreed to that much, but nothing more.